It's easy to go all in when you're in Arlington, Virginia. It's all right here in our distinctive neighborhoods, buzzing with activities and experiences. There's global cuisine, local diverse culture, artworks around almost every corner, plus historic sites and memorials. It's easy to get to by foot, bike share, or the metro. Whether you're visiting for business or pleasure, plan to go all in when you're in Arlington. Find out more at stayarlington.com.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is sponsored by the United States Postal Service. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage, reliable and affordable. 2 to 5 day package shipping, the United States Postal Service. We're postal, we deliver all over the place. Yeah, this show delivers all over North America. Me, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America, Canada, south of the border here in the States, and people listening all over the world, all over the country on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to folks listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, people listening on Sirius XM Channel 158, all the truck drivers, Uber drivers, everybody in between, people on CBSSportsRadio.com. And if you're at home, you're just walking around the house, maybe you laying in bed, you're too lazy to get up, just call that speaker. Just say, hey, and call whatever the hell you call it. Say, play CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out with you for 2 more hours. Thank you to everybody who's been locked in to the first 2 hours of the show. If you missed it, simple, the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. You can listen to the show in its entirety tomorrow and a few hours from now, whatever the hell you want to do. I'm just glad to be here with you now. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City for us. And we've had a busy day, a busy show so far already, talking about Nick Bosa and his new contract. He's showing up to work as the 49ers have now given him the largest contract handed out to a defender in NFL history. We're talking about $122 million in guarantees. He's making on average $34 million per year. He has jumped Aaron Donald in that respect. Aaron Donald only now making $31 million per year. We talked about Chris Jones. We know the Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs are going to get things started on Thursday night, less than 24 hours from now. Chris Jones didn't show up to work, still looking for a contract. He said he just wants a raise. We talked about Russell Wilson and Sean Payton telling him, hey man, focus in on football and not being a politician. We talked about Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp dealing with a hamstring issue, potentially dealing with a nerve issue. A matter of fact, I want you to take a listen to head coach Sean McVay from the Rams talk about Cooper Kupp, and yeah, things ain't looking or sounding too good for him right now. Listen to this.
Just dealing with some soft tissue stuff, just trying to get him to feel back to normal. And when that ends up occurring, then we'll have him back. But in the meantime, he will not be playing for us.
Yeah, God knows when that's going to be. It was a couple of seasons ago that the Rams won a Super Bowl. Where the hell is that right now? Nowhere. They're nowhere close to a Super Bowl. They are rebuilding. They mortgaged their entire future to win a Super Bowl. They got it. And now, I guess if you go to SoFi Stadium to see the Rams, you're probably a visitor rooting for the opposition. Hard knock life out in Los Angeles. But yeah, I told you, we're less than 24 hours away from the start of the regular season. Kansas City Chiefs dealing with their own issues as they They try to repeat as champions, the first team to do so in 20 years with the New England Patriots. And so every Wednesday, you know this, I give you a new top six list. And tonight is a prime time and a prime opportunity to share with you my top six NFL teams heading into the season. A lot of faces in new places, coaches hired, fired, offensive coordinators, contracts, and what have you. It makes it feel like the summer went by ridiculously fast. And so here we are, staring the 2023 season right in the face. And so I'm not going to waste any more time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And you know what? It's time for a new top six list. These are the best teams heading into 2023. Where's the music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, taking a look at the top six NFL teams heading into the 2023 season. Somebody going to get hurt? Absolutely. Is somebody going to underperform? Absolutely. Is there going to be a team that overperforms? Absolutely. This is the beauty of the NFL season and its ups and downs. But heading into the start of the season, these are the teams that I feel most confident in to win it all, to walk away with the Vince Lombardi Trophy. And so let's not waste any more time. Let's get into the top six list. We start backwards with this.
Number six.
Oh, here we go. A couple of the teams here that I got at the top of the list, or I guess the bottom, if you want to consider it that way. They just waiting to get over the hump. And this team, oh my God, I feel like I've been waiting for them to get over the hump for the longest time. How about the quarterback that they drafted at the end of the first round? Stood in front of a camera with ESPN and told everybody, oh, yeah, I'm trying to deliver and win a Super Bowl. This is Lamar Jackson. This is the Baltimore Ravens. I have them at number six, my top six NFL teams for 2023. Past couple of seasons, concussions, leg issues, it's kept Lamar Jackson from being active at the end of the year. This season, new offensive coordinator, Todd Monken in, Greg Roman out. I know there were a lot of fans just basically picketing outside of the Ravens facility hoping that he would leave. And he's out, but let's think about some of the other dudes who are in. They draft Zay Flowers. Lamar Jackson comes back, hopefully healthy, is getting $52 million a season now. Rashad Bateman, hopefully he bounces back and has a healthy year. There's a lot of hope that these dudes can stay healthy. And no one bigger that you hope stays healthy besides Lamar than Odell Beckham Jr. This man coming off of another ACL tear, still hoping to show everyone that he has gas left in the tank and that he can go out and ball out. He spoke to the media and he said, oh, absolutely. I appreciate being back on the field. And damn it, just the fact and the opportunity to stay healthy.
I can tell you this, I'm excited. I'm excited to be back on the field. It's truly a blessing. God really, gave me another opportunity to play. The Ravens gave me another opportunity to play. And I don't take it for granted.
Look, the Ravens, yeah, they lost some talent, older talent, if you want to look at Calais Campbell. They're going to have a full season of Roquan Smith. They're going to have a second season of Kyle Hamilton. They are going to be dynamic, one of the most fun teams to watch. Are they just going to be good, or are they actually going to get competitive? Are they going to be competitive enough to not just win 10, 11, 12, 13 games, but actually go to a Super Bowl if they stay healthy? If. It's a big if. I got the Ravens, number six here. Top six NFL teams for 2023. What's next?
Number five.
You want to talk about another team that needs to get over the hump? It's the Buffalo Bills. I got them at number 5 on my list. I mean, they can go to an AFC Championship game. They can get into a shootout with the Kansas City Chiefs. They can go to a divisional round. Is Josh Allen going to have to wear the cape every season? Is this going to be the year that he lets up? He's in the prime of his career now. Every year he's gotten better incrementally. I think he is what he is at this point. And I think the next step and the next learning curve is, man, do I have to do everything? Can I take my foot off the gas just a little bit? The Buffalo Bills, their fortunes turned last season when he hurt his arm. The seasons or the fortunes changed when Von Miller went down. Okay, we can continue on, especially, let's think about this. Stephon Diggs, he was a talking point throughout the course of the season. Because after they lost to the Bengals, after they were smashed by the Bengals, not competitive against them, Stephon Diggs was pissed off. And he had the answer for it as recently as last week and the week before that. Well, Stephon Diggs spoke to the media today, and he says, oh, yeah, we're ready to go for our first game. He says, man, we are prepared for more than that. Listen to Diggs.
Everybody out there is eager. Everybody out there missed football. It's your first time getting to compete at a high level, and it matters. In the preseason, you're kind of getting the wrinkles off. And in the back of your mind, you know, you want to say it matters, but you know it doesn't. And if you were a competitor, it doesn't matter. You want to win in all phases. But that first game, I feel like it's also finding yourself. What kind of team you got, figuring out your identity and all the stuff that you've been putting on tape, consistently working at kind of getting to actually put it to use.
Well, let's see how he gets along with Josh Allen. They've been real buddy-buddy. We're brothers. We love each other, so on and so forth. How long is it going to take before there's a little bit of, I don't know, a beef? We got to wait long for that? We're going to find out. The Buffalo Bills are going to take on the New York Jets. A lot of people anxious to see what they do this season with Aaron Rodgers. So we will find out soon enough. But the Buffalo Bills, still one of the most well-rounded teams in the NFL. A little bit different than last year. At this time, Josh Allen expected to compete for an MVP, and the Buffalo Bills, for as complete of a team as they were expected to compete for a Super Bowl, and they choked. They're still going to be in the conversation this year, unless they really choke things away, and last season was their downfall. I don't think so. I still find them to be competitive. I got the Buffalo Bills here at number 5 on my list. Top 6 NFL teams for 2023. Let's go down to 5. Let's go to
number 4.
At number 4, this is another team hanging out in the area of a Super Bowl. Damn it, they went to one. They're also trying to figure out their quarterback situation, and they're hoping that their Mr. Irrelevant is the dude that takes them there. I'm talking about the San Francisco 49ers. You could say that they might have the most talent on the entire roster than any other team in the league. Hey, who's your dynamic weapon? Oh, it's Christian McCaffrey. Oh, who's the other one? Oh, it's just only Deebo Samuel. Well, what about that other guy who's always hurt? Oh, when he's healthy, he's a beast too. That's George Kittle. That's just the offense. If I'm Brock Purdy, I want to play with all of these dudes. And God knows what would have happened if Haason Reddick didn't fly into his arm and render him useless in last year's NFC Championship game. And I didn't even get into the defense. And we know, yes, they signed Nick Bosa today. Oh, yeah, that's right. They also got a former Eagle in Hargrave. He's a part of the team now. They are sick up and down the roster. There should be no reason outside of injury that the 49ers aren't back to competing for a Super Bowl and, damn it, just being one of the best teams, period, in the NFC. Kyle Shanahan, he talked about this last month. He's like, Nick Bosa, when his contract was done, which it now is, he knows he's going to be ready to play right out of the gate. Listen,
I think he's been in that shape since he was probably 2.5 years old, and he continues to work at it. So I know he'll be in shape. I know he'll be ready to go. It's just when he gets here and making sure he's in the football shape and we don't do anything that jeopardizes him not having him later.
Man, they want that dude now. They want him later. They want him into the future. They're going to be paying him into the future. 49ers are a damn good team. Let's see how Brock Purdy bounces back. The 49ers are going to take on the Steelers. And the Steelers, they're preparing for Mr. Nick Bosa. And this 49ers, yeah, I think it goes without saying. They're one of the best teams in the NFL. I got them at number 4. Who's next top 6 NFL teams for 2023?
Number 3.
This is a cheap-ass team. They hit the jackpot, though. They got a winner as their quarterback. They have a game changer at wide receiver. I'm talking about the Cincinnati Bengals, okay? I can make all the jokes in the world. I don't think TJ Houzmanzada thinks it's funny. About the players buying water. You know, sharing jock straps. We can go back for 20 and 30 years worth of stories. But right now, the Cincinnati Bengals are a legitimate organization, not a laughingstock, not a joke, primarily because of their quarterback. They found one. His name is Joe Burrow. And we know Joe Burrow dealing with his own calf strain, and they're getting ready to start the season against the Browns this upcoming Sunday. People don't even talk about their defense and their front line with Reeder and Hendrickson. Hubbard there. I mean, God knows what would have happened last season if Patrick Mahomes wasn't hit late. They very well might be back in a Super Bowl. But the dude leading the charge is Joe Burrow. He's waiting on his own contract that may come between now and Sunday. Maybe the big news comes on Sunday morning before the start of the season. But the Bengals are still one of the best teams in the league. I got confidence in Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow, he has confidence basically in himself. He says, I don't care what's going on with my calf. I'm ready to go. My team is ready to go. I'm anxious for the season to start. Listen to this.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. We're going to see how these next couple days play out because you never know with these things, but I'm expecting to play. Like I said, we'll see how these next couple days go.
He was also asked about that money. He was asked, man, are you worried about your contract? Do you want your big deal before you play? He's like, man, I'm not thinking about that. I got it on the back burner. Listen to Joe Burrow.
Yeah, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to be my whole career. We're working towards making that happen. You've seen what the front office has done and what Zach has done in their time here. And, you know, I'm a small part of that. And, you know, I'm excited to be a part of that. And we have great people in the locker room that grind every day that, you know, are excited to go and showcase their talents and excited to do it in the city of Cincinnati. You know, we have the best fans, and so this is where I want to be.
That dude is a winner. One day he's going to walk away with a championship, and that sounds crazy, crazy, crazy to say. The Bengals, unfortunately, more recently, we got to go back to the 80s if we really want to find success. I think Joe Burrow will be the dude to ultimately lead them there sooner than later. I have the Bengals number 3 on my list, top 6 NFL teams for 2023. Why do I have the Bengals there? Because of the QB. Because of Joe Burrow. What's the next number on the list?
Number 2.
This is the squad that represented the NFC last year in the Super Bowl. This is the team that won 14 games. This is the team that had the emergence of one of the best quarterbacks in the game. He is also making boatloads of money, 50 per, 50 plus per. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. And yeah, there have been slight adjustments and slight changes to the roster. If you want to think about them sending out waves of defenders, I mentioned to you Hargrave is now a member of the Niners, but they still going to send them dudes out. This is basically like the Georgia Bulldogs of the North. They are going to continue to send dudes in waves. I don't know. Is it going to be Jordan Davis? They can continue to throw dudes out there. Is it going to be N'Kobe Dean? Is it Hassan Reddick? going to continue to wreck people's arms as the season goes on. And then we know the dude really moving the chains. Is he throwing the ball? Is he running the ball? It's Jalen Hurts. And how about this? The Eagles open up the season against the New England Patriots. And if you're Bill Belichick, you know how good he is. You know how good the rest of the squad is as well. Listen to Belichick.
Hurts does a great job of running the show, executing the offense, but also making off-schedule plays and, you know, can run, throw. They got two great receivers, good tight end, some explosive backs. They have an excellent offensive line. They're big. They're physical. They're a well-balanced offense, and it's well-orchestrated by the quarterback, and obviously they're well-coached. They have a good plan of attack. It'll be a big challenge for us.
Exciting. The quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Oh, yeah, the two big-time receivers, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Yeah, they're a good team. They are. You know what I appreciate more as well? Jalen Hurts, as an NFL quarterback, even keel. This man doesn't sweat. He doesn't worry. He just works. No bigger or better example of that than when they lost the Super Bowl last year. He didn't fret. He didn't pout. He didn't cry. Sorry, Cam Newton. This man just talked about learning from the experience and coming back. Listen to this. Do you remember this?
I think the beautiful part about it is everyone experiences different pains. Everyone experiences different agonies of life. But you decide if you want to learn from it. You decide if you want to use that to be a teachable moment. And I know what I'll do.
I think I know what they'll do this season. Compete for another NFC Championship crown and compete for another Super Bowl. I got the Eagles number two here on my list. Top six NFL teams for 2023. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, what's the top team? Can you guess? Think hard about it. I'm going to tell you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen, you do a great job, man. Before I ask my question, I just want to say I've heard you a couple of times on here. You always have great content, and you got a great sense of humor, and I enjoy listening to you. So I want to start out by saying that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Sharing with you a top six list of NFL teams for 2023. Before I share with you number one, I need to give you a piece of advice. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal, and law enforcement officers can tell if you're driving high. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, you get a DUI paid for by NHTSA. I don't need to be high. You don't need to be high. You could be high. You may know the answer to what I'm about to share with you. To give you a quick recap, top six NFL teams for 2023, before I share with you numero uno, number six, I gave you the Ravens. And number five, I gave you the Buffalo Bills. And number four, I gave you the San Francisco 49ers. And number three, I gave you the Bengals. And number two, I gave you the Eagles. And you probably know this number and the answer right here.
Number one.
Top NFL team heading into 2023. I'll steal the line from Ric Flair. He probably stole it from somebody. But to be the man, you got to beat the man. The man would happen to be Patrick Mahomes, who leads the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, they are your defending Super Bowl champions. They're trying to go back-to-back, the first team to do it since the Pats did it about 20 years ago. And it doesn't really necessitate just a big explanation as to why they are number one here on the list. Patrick Mahomes is a generational talent, starting to build his own legacy, already great in his own regard. Would go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame if he decided to quit tomorrow. And there's some changes here. Yes, we know about Chris Jones and his holdout waiting for his contract. Patrick Mahomes already, you know, not beating down the door asking for a new contract. Kelce, who knows if he'll be available tomorrow against the Lions. He's dealing with a knee bruise. Good for him on it not being an ACL. But, you know, there should be some concerns. He's really been an Iron Man for the better part of his career. You know, what is he going to look like as he continues to age? 33 going on to 34. But the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes is moving this, just moving the ship and moving the chains. If Patrick Mahomes was replaced by an average quarterback, this Kansas City Chiefs team probably wouldn't even make the postseason. But he makes the difference. And so he spoke to the media yesterday, especially on the heels of the start of the regular season tomorrow or Thursday night against the Lions. And he made it very clear. He knows right out of the gate what they are doing is just trying to be amazing. He talked about their expectations, and he says it's not about winning at the beginning of the season. It's about winning and being consistent all the way through. Listen to this.
Just not being satisfied with getting wins or having some early success. You have to keep building. I think you learn that a lot in the NFL is you might have a great start to the season, but as the season goes on, you have to keep building or other teams are going to catch you, and you want to be the best team at the end of the season just as much as you want to be the best team at the beginning.
Yeah, we've seen teams get hot. I mean, damn it, the Bengals, who they beat in the AFC Championship game, the Bengals were on a 10-game winning streak until they ran into those Chiefs, and it could have been one penalty that decided the game ultimately. And so, yeah, it's about getting hot and staying hot and trying to peak at the right time. Meanwhile, I told you about Chris Jones, his contract situation, and is he going to show up? When is he going to show up? On and on and on. Patrick Mahomes knows, I'm going to be here a long time. I'm trying to win multiple championships. I want to win more Super Bowls, but when it comes to contract stuff, I'm out of it. Listen to this.
I mean, I know how special it is here, and I know how special of a thing we got going. And so, I never try to stay. I stay out of contract stuff, but I know I'm lucky to be in this place, and I want to go out there and win as many championships as I can.
I think there are, at minimum, one or two more championships staring him in the face. I mean, what his trophy case is going to look like when he hangs it up is going to be quite amazing. And so I got the Chiefs number one on the list here heading into the 2023 season. And is Tyreek Hill going to be running around? Hell no. We don't see him. We know he's in Miami. But they're going to spread the rock around. It might be touch and go. You know, is Kadarius Toney going to stay healthy? I feel like he's always hurt. Kelce is getting older. And yeah, if they stay healthy, and that would be the case for any team, they're going to do damage. The offense is going to light it up, and the defense, I think, once again, is going to be average enough to keep them healthy. They got to figure things out with Chris Jones sooner than later. There's some other teams just right outside of the top six list. I mean, we can always think about the Cowboys, but it is the Cowboys. Tell me when they actually do something. We can think about another team that might be kind of on that edge. It's the Miami Dolphins. You know, what's the deal with Tua Tagovailoa? The New York Jets, certainly high expectations. But one thing about every team that I had here on my list, there's some continuity. Like, they have been closer. They've been right on the edge of being a championship contender, having a little bit more experience, having some continuity. And that's kind of why I had these squads here. And I also wanted to take a look at their quarterback situation and the stability that they had moving forward. So I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just gave you a top six list of NFL teams heading into 2023. I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Your show is badass, and you always have a good quality bunch of callers.
First of all, I tell you, man, I'm a big fan of yours, man. You kill it, man. You do great shows at night, man.
Hey, JR, how's it going? Just want to say I appreciate you. You're my late-night therapist, so I appreciate you. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Delivering to you another top six list. If you missed it, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Tonight, less than 24 hours away from the start of the 2023 NFL regular season, we talked about the top six teams heading into the NFL season. At number six, I gave you the Ravens. At number five, I gave you the Buffalo Bills. At number four, I gave you the Niners. Three, the Bengals. Two, the Eagles, who are the runner-up to the Super Bowl, and at number one, the Kansas City Chiefs. If there's one thing that I take a look at, or really took a look at, is its success and continuity and how close a team was or has been in determining this list. I also took a look at the quarterback play and the consistency there. So there we have it. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. There's some other teams that I find to be on the outskirts, but aren't so certain. You know, if I had to take a guess and think about this list, I think one of the Super Bowl champs is going to come off of this top six list. But there are some outliers. I mean, for all the years that people talk about the Cowboys, are they going to get over the hump? Is Dak Prescott going to be motivated with Trey Lance on the team now? And looking at his interceptions from last year, are the New York Jets with Aaron Rodgers, are they going to get over the hump? I wouldn't be surprised if they were one of the top six teams here in the league. So let's get to your calls. Let's go ahead and start off with Luigi. He's calling from Pennsylvania. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Luigi.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Very well. What's up?
Hey, I'm born and raised in Philly. I called in a few weeks ago, actually. I'm sadly born and raised in Philly, but I'm a Cowboys fan.
I remember you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just had a question. Well, for your opinion, do you think that now there's been, like, some time with the Eagles going on their, you know, fourth down QB sneaks, do you think other teams are going to this season really adjust to that and, you know, shut it down or use the same technique to their advantage?
You're asking me about the Eagles and other teams stopping Jalen Hurts on a sneak? I was just curious.
Is it, in your opinion, like, do you think it's just, you know, his talent or the offensive line, or do you think other teams are going to really start defending that or using it?
Teams saw him doing it at the end of the year. I think something that's also underrated is how strong Jalen Hurts is. Have you seen how strong he is?
I agree, and I respect him so much. He, even being a Dallas fan, it's tough, but, man, he is such a genuine person. Like, he's a great role model. So
if you hear and believe what Jerry Jones says, which it's not true, he would have loved to take him. But he was right there for the taking, and he didn't. So you can't necessarily trust him there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're taking a look at the top six NFL teams for 2023. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill. He's calling from here in Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Bill.
What's going on, Jay?
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate your show, man. You keep me up at night now that I've been working overnight. And I got actually two questions for you. One of them is, I think that Miami should be in place of Baltimore. I love the rest of your list, but I think Miami is a better team than Baltimore right now, even though both quarterbacks are trying to get back in the mix. But I think with Tua's accuracy and the way they played before he got those concussions, I mean, I think they're a better team than Baltimore. And my second thing is,
well, before you move on, before you move on to the second thing, I think for the first thing, I think that accounts for something. We know Lamar Jackson dealing with lower leg injuries. We know Tua Tagovailoa dealing with head injuries. I mean, we can go ahead and flip a coin. But when it comes down to success, having done it, or at least winning an MVP and going to the playoffs, we've seen that more from the Ravens. We've seen that consistency, and we've also seen what Lamar Jackson can do at his peak. We haven't seen that in the same type of long stretch over seasons that we've seen with Tua. And so that's why I had the Ravens here on the list. So what was your next point?
The next thing is I want to ask you, I love your first pick. I'm a Mahomes fan. Of course, I'm from Atlanta. So, you know, I hope my Falcons go at least over 500. But anyway,
I think
I want to know, what quarterback do you think that will get close to Tom Brady's Super Bowl record? I think Mahomes, I don't think he'll get 7, but I think he'll get over 4.
Man, I can't answer that. Obviously, Mahomes would be in the lead when you think about the dudes who are currently playing. And hell, what do I know? Maybe there'll be two generations away from here where some guy is just going on some ridiculously incredible streak. So I don't think there is an answer outside of Mahomes. And I've said this before. I don't think it's about chasing Tom Brady and getting to 7. I think that book and chapter was closed when he won his 7th and Patrick Mahomes missed out on one as a result. And so there's different ways to be great. Maybe Patrick Mahomes goes on a streak where he's winning 4 and 5 and 6 consecutive MVPs. I have no idea, but I don't think going and trying to win 7 is like, oh, my God, I got to do it. You just heard from Patrick Mahomes. It's one game, one season at a time. It's being good at the beginning, being good at the end. And so that's an impossible thing to figure out. But we got to see how it plays out, Bill. Call me back, or maybe not. I was going to say call me back in like 20 years, but you think about that in 20 years, okay?
All right, boss, man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for taking my call, and you take it easy, bro. We in Georgia, so let's keep it going.
No doubt about it. Good luck to them birds. Thank you, Bill, for calling from Georgia. Man, if I got to think about 20 years of football past now, who do I think is going to get close to Tom Brady? I don't know. How about we just stick to the dude that's close to him now, just Mahomes? I'm not going to have that answer for 20 years, and I can probably tell you. I ain't going to be here to talk about it, man. You have to find me somewhere.
20 years, you won't be here?
What?
You're not going to be here in 20 years?
I doubt it.
Really?
Yeah, what do you think I'm going to do? What amount of furniture?
Be like 45 or 50 then.
What, do you think I'm the furniture?
I mean, Don Imus was doing this till his late 70s.
What's he got to do with me? He also called a bunch of black people nappy-headed hoes.
Okay, that wasn't the best example to use. You're right.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, Howard Stern's in his 70s. He's still doing this, same spot.
Yeah, well, he's one in a million. He's doing radio.
Guess what?
Built the whole station.
Guess what?
What?
So are you.
Yeah. Yeah, if you see me here in 20 years, then, unlikely. I wouldn't bet on that one, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, don't ask me about no Super Bowl nothing in 20 years. I'll be disappeared by then.
Oh, I don't believe it, but okay.
Okay, all right. Knock yourself out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dupree calling from Houston, Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dupree?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Gio?
Oh, well, Dupree, do you have me on speakerphone?
No, sir. I'm in the restroom. I'm going to come out. Yeah. How I sound now?
Oh, my God. He's in a restroom. Let's think about all the things you can do in a restroom. First of all, you can do one. You can do two. Hopefully, he's not doing 3 or 4 or 5. Dupree, I'm going to talk to you in a bit. Hopefully, you're no longer in the restroom. Hey, what you doing, man? Oh, you got me on speaker? No, I'm just in a restroom. So where are your hands at? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Vancouver. What's up, Dave?
Hey, listen, my boss has been messing with my schedule lately, so I haven't been able to listen to the show as often as I like, but I thankfully have the time tonight, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
I'm a good Canadian kid who loves two teams, the Bills and the Bucks. My Bucks have won two Super Bowls in my lifetime, so now it's time for the Bills to win a Super Bowl in my lifetime. So
you got an NFC team and an AFC team.
Yeah, well, Bucks first. I have a Leroy Selvin creamsicle jersey from when I was a kid.
Ugly.
But I've been a Joe Ferguson fan forever, so I got one of each. And it's time for the Bills to win. So any love they get from you, everybody else, is greatly appreciated. I hope they stay healthy. I hope they get some breaks. And I hope they get to lift the trophy.
Hey, listen, they've needed a break, and thank you, Dave, for calling from Vancouver. You can tell your boss to kick rocks since he's screwing up your schedule. If you missed the show, just listen on the free Odyssey app. You don't got to wait for your boss to have you at work to listen to me now. Come on, man. The Buffalo Bills have been waiting for 30 to 35 years. That's a long time. There's a good majority of their fan base who remember the waiting. And now they've gotten so close, it's almost not fair how close they've gotten. 855-212-4CBS. William is here from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I do not like your list, buddy. Let me tell you why I got a problem with that. Number one, I feel like you're disrespecting my man, Michael Parsons. Did you not forget what he did to that New York Giants offensive line? I manhandled and went through everybody. He's beating up his own team on the training camp. I've been at every training camp Dallas Cowboys we've had. This season feels very, very different. This defense is for real. Did you not forget that we laid 40 points on the Eagles when they were the ranked 2 defense in the NFL? They will not repeat as division champions. The Kansas City Chiefs will not repeat as champions. There's going to be a new champion, and it's going to be coming out of the NFC East. I might say the Cowboys, but I'm going to be one of those teams that is going to beat each other up to get to that number 2 spot. Somebody from the NFC is going to represent the NFC, and it's coming out of the East.
Okay. Great. Thank you, William, for calling from California. It's not being disrespectful. It's just being realistic. I mean, I can find negatives about the Dallas Cowboys, too. Let's talk about those. Like Dak Prescott, 15 INTs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Top 6 NFL teams.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.